Now it's time to meet our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month. This segment is created in partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and is made possible with support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon featuring cutting, styling, and coloring for men, women, and children on a walk-in or call-ahead basis at 30 area locations, open 7 days a week, all day long. More information is available at 1-800-SUPERCUTS and supercuts.com. And this morning, we have a brother, a set of brothers, actually, two brothers. Brian Trainer is here along with his brother, Cole. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. Cole, how old are you?
11.
And where do you go to school?
Colfax ALA.
Now, I'm trying to remember. Colfax ALA, what street is it on?
Beechwood Boulevard.
Yeah, I've been to Colfax. That's a great school. What grade are you in?
Fifth.
And are there any things you really like going on at Colfax now that you're studying?
No.
tell them about your girlfriend, Cole.
Oh, Brian.
Uh-oh. Now, Brian, we maybe will have to ask Brian to tell us about his girlfriend if this keeps up. Brian, tell me a little bit about you.
I live in the South Side. I grew up in Indiana, Pennsylvania. Been with Cole for about 2 years now. So. Mm-hmm.
And what got you interested in being a big brother?
Honestly, I felt like I made a lot of mistakes as a youth, and I didn't really have a male figure or a role model in my life. So I thought that if I could influence one person to kind of steer them away from the path that I grew up on, it would be well worth doing something like that. And I just have always believed that Big Brothers Big Sisters is just such a good organization and everything that it stands for. So.
Well, that's really thoughtful. What brought you to Pittsburgh?
I don't know. Growing up in a farm country, I guess you want to get to the big city, and Pittsburgh is the biggest, as big of a city as I need to be in.
Yeah, and folks growing up in the big city want to get out to more rural areas. I really believe sometimes you just want something a little different. What do you do for a living?
I'm in medical sales, actually. I work for a company called Compression Management Services. Uh-huh. It's a lymphedema center.
I don't know what that is, a lymphedema center. Do you know what that is, Cole? I don't know what it is. Let's find out. Brian just says, oh, yeah, it's a lymphedema center. Is it the particular kind of ailment?
It's a specialized medical equipment company that primarily deals with people that have issues with swelling or burn-related injuries.
We'll
just provide them with the products to where they can manage their lifelong condition in an effective way. So when I break it down to people, it's compression stockings and lymphedema pumps. And
I was going to say compression. That makes sense to try to stop swelling. So, Cole, what was it? First of all, who else is in your family?
My mom and my grandma and my cat.
What's your cat's name?
Bailey.
I have two cats, Gracie and Mimsy.
She's a really old lady cat. She's just like...
So you've known her for a long time. Have you had her?
Actually, I got her from this family who couldn't keep her because their new son was allergic to her and her kittens.
Yeah, taking care of an older cat like that really takes a lot of... that takes a pretty special person to do something like that. So what was it like when you heard that Brian was going to become your big brother? You had to meet first. Do you remember what that was like when you met for the first time?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about it?
It was like... kind of like, I don't know. I don't really know if it, will be good or not.
So it was kind of uncertain?
Yeah.
Whether is this going to work or isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you know that day that it was going to be okay?
Not really.
No. How about for you, Brian? What did you sense from that very first day?
It's funny. Our first visit, there was a lot of quiet time. It was kind of, just getting to know each other. And I think the very first time we went to the wave pool out in Settler's Cabin. And the ride out there was really, really quiet. And we were just kind of, trying to, test the waters there and get to know each other a little bit. But, 2 years later, now this, he just won't quit talking sometimes.
What do you guys talk about?
Go ahead.
like Penguins games,
video games,
a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. How do you guys, you probably see each other every couple of weeks, I'm guessing?
We try to get together at least every other week.
And how do you keep in touch when you're not, you know, physically with each other? Do you talk in between? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
We call each other on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. Has Brian ever helped you, like, with a problem or something that was bugging you? You don't have to say what it is.
Not that I know of. Yeah. Not that I can remember.
How about the reverse, Brian? Has Cole helped you work anything out?
yeah, you know what? It's funny. I had to call him one time and ask him. He was over at my house and we were playing a video game. And he did this move and I didn't know how to do it. So I had to call him and ask him how to do it when I was doing it on my own.
What was the game and what was the move?
It was DC Comics versus Mortal Kombat. And it's called the Rage. You can get your character to get the Rage where you're indestructible for like 10 seconds. And I didn't know how to do it.
How do you do it, Cole?
You just like beat up either A, your opponent beats you up a lot so you get really mad and then you become enraged, or you just get really strong and then you just get enraged after you press two buttons. And it does even more damage than a regular time would, and the opponent can't hurt you.
Wow. I've never played that game. What else do you like to do, Cole? Are there things you like to do outside? Or?
Sort of.
Yeah, what do you like?
Baseball, fishing, and I think that's it.
Have you guys gone fishing together?
Yeah,
we just took it up this past summer.
Where do you go?
We go to North Park.
Yeah.
And he lives literally about 5 minutes away from me. So if I get home from work and we got maybe an hour and a half of daylight left, we'll go right down to the river, right off the, by the Hot Metal Bridge.
Uh-huh.
And we'll hang out there for about an hour.
Cole, have you caught much?
No.
No?
He's lying. He catches sticks all the time.
Do you? You catch sticks? Well, it's got to be fun to do that, especially to fish around the Pittsburgh area, too. Cole, have you thought at all about like what you might want to be when you get older or what you might want to do? Not a medical device salesman or anything like that.
I don't know.
it's tough to think that through at this stage of the game. Do you like music?
Yeah.
What kinds of stuff do you like?
Like a lot of iTunes songs, like newer songs, like Jason Mraz's new song, and like a lot of songs I can't remember with.
Yeah, but a lot of current stuff that's popular.
Yeah,
that's
or cool. A lot of like really old stuff.
Do you have any favorite TV shows or movies?
No.
None come.
I just have a lot of favorite movies and TV shows that would go on and on.
What's a movie that like you saw recently that you really liked? I'm partly asking so I can get a recommendation, too.
I think I Am Legend.
Yeah, we went and saw that.
Yeah.
You guys saw that together?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. You mentioned being together and just having quiet time. That's pretty important. I think a lot of people don't realize, who might even be thinking of being a big brother or a big sister, that, you know, you don't have to entertain the person, you know. You know, you're just a human being that's in somebody else's life. Did you have any misperceptions going in, Brian? If people are listening now, maybe there's some things they're thinking. Maybe somebody's listening who would like to be a big brother or big sister, but is concerned about what they have to do. Would you have any advice to offer?
You know, you look at it like being a role model, kind of, but, you know, you're also gaining a friend. And, you know, he's my buddy now. And, you know, it's just like calling any of my other friends on any other day or spending time. You know, I can go over to anyone's house and play video games. And, you know, Cole comes over to my house and plays video games.
And apparently probably better than you or most of your friends.
Yeah, he's pretty better. He's pretty good. But, you know, we go out to Wendy's a lot because that's his favorite.
Yeah.
And definitely, you know, taking a movie or something like that. So it's a, you know, you make a new friend out of it.
That's nice. What about you, Cole? What's your take on this whole relationship and how it works out?
Well, really, you have to, like, make sure that you have, like, the right person. Like, if they keep calling and missing every time, then you should, like, if they take longer to respond back to you when you call them a lot, then you should really think of getting a new big brother or big sister.
That's
maybe.
Frustrating, I would think. Did you have another big brother before?
Yeah.
Brian?
Yeah.
And was it hard to connect?
Yeah, like after we had a few times together, like then he stopped like picking me up on the times that we said we'd do it, and then he like stopped calling me totally. So then I just gave up on trying to call him.
That must hurt, and you know, make you feel a little angry too, because your time's important just as his, and you were, you know, relying on that person. That's got to be rough. But I guess it helps make Brian stand out more by comparison. Is he pretty good about that stuff?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. What else can you tell me, Brian? Is there anything? Or Cole, go ahead.
I just have one thing to say. Hi, Mom.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about that. What about your grandma? Do you think she's listening?
I don't know.
How about your cat? Can your cat still hear, do you think?
Well, if my cat could turn into a human, maybe. I hope not.
Now, do you live on the south side?
No. I live on Beechwood Boulevard by the Giant Eagle.
Okay, so you're right by the school.
Yeah, right by Minadeo.
Okay. So, yeah, you two aren't too far from each other at all. You can just get back through. Well, Kristen's here too. Kristen Pace, who's with Big Brothers Big Sisters. These guys are quite a pair. And what's interesting to learn is for kids as well as for Big Brothers Big Sisters, you know, sometimes it may an initial match may not be just right, and a change, an adjustment can be made. Big Brothers Big Sisters has been at this for a long time and are pretty good at selecting people and having a trial sort of meet and greet in the beginning. But then you have great relationships like this one that have lasted 2 years, which is one of the shorter ones among the ones we've had. Are there some things you'd like to add about the program to folks who maybe have no idea what Big Brothers Big Sisters is all about?
Well, I think Brian and Cole have done a great job just kind of letting you know what it's like. At first, both sides are kind of worried, is this going to work out? What's this person in my life? And you look at them now and they just can't imagine not being friends or not having the other person there. So, you know, when I think about them, I remember Cole and Brian telling me, you know, going out together and climbing trees and, you know, taking a hike. And, you know, it's the simple things. It's not the great big outings or, you know, spending a lot of money. It's just sharing your time is what makes it important.
Yeah, I mean, Cole, I think I know the answer, but like, what's more important? Like having somebody that's maybe going to take you to Kennywood and stay there for 12 hours and he ends up being an hour late and picking you up, or having somebody taking you to Wendy's that's on time? I think I know.
I think on time.
Yeah, I mean, it really gets to the quality of what's going on. Well, we have a pass to the museum for you guys, which you can use today or anytime. I think up until the end of the year or the end of June. There's a lot of cool stuff here, Cole, even for older kids. I mean, there's stuff I love doing. Have you been through the museum before?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what it's all about. And that's courtesy of the museum and us. And is there anything else either of you would like to say?
I'm an older kid, so I'm excited about checking out the
Not
museum.
Not really.
It's a great museum. I think you'll really like it. Kristen, anything else you wanted to add?
No, I think what Brian said is kind of cool about having a buddy. And, you know, being a big sometimes gives you an excuse to see the movies and play the video games that you really want to do anyway. But having a kid makes you have a good excuse to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, both of you, for being here. And for being on the radio with us.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, mm-hmm. Cole. Take care. And more information about how you can get involved with Big Brother, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is available at www.bbbspittsburgh.org or 412-363-6100. Visit slbradio.org to listen to additional Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month segments made possible with financial support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon. It's now 6 minutes before 11 at the Saturday Light Brigade.